Drover, listen carefully. I issued an alarm, not an alarm clock. I sounded general quarters and ordered you to report to the bridge at once. He glanced around. I'll be darned. Where's the bridge? The bridge is here, where the captain stays. No, I think he was a general. Drover, I am the captain of this ship, and I have issued an order. You mean we're on a ship? I hate water. It's always so wet, and I get seasick. Help! I want to go home! I caught him just before he dived under his gunny sack. Drover, forget the bridge and skip the ship. Yeah, but I can't swim. Help! We're sinking! He blinked his eyes and looked around. Wait a second. We're not on a ship. Of course we're not, you goofball. And I never said we were. You know the trouble with you? I hate water. No. I can't swim. No. Hush, and I'll tell you. The trouble with you is that you take a perfectly good idea and run it into the ground. I did that? Yes, you did. I tried to add a little color to the boring routine of waking you up and... Never mind. You mean we really are on a ship? Suddenly I felt that I was being crushed by the forces of chaos. I stumbled toward my bed and collapsed. Just drop it. I can't stand any more of this. I've forgotten the point of this conversation, and I no longer care. Go away and leave me alone. Well, okay. Nighty-night. Nighty, shut up. There was a moment of silence. Then, Hank, you know what? A pickup just pulled into headquarters. It's pulling a stock trailer, and there's a horse in the back. Reckon we ought to bark the alarm? I came ripping out of a shallow sleep, shall we say. I mean, listening to Drover yap was enough to put anyone to sleep, and... Okay, maybe I had drifted off, but I came flying out of bed and took control of the situation. That's what I was trying to tell you, bug brain. Bark the alarm and prepare to launch all dogs. We've got trespassers on the ranch. And with that, we left sleep and comfort behind us and went swooping up to the house to recanoodle a situation that was already looking pretty serious.